With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Let's confirm something that Steve has known his entire life.
Yeah.
Kids are awful.
They are. Kids suck.
Kids damage stuff.
They
kids.
Do. They just take. They never pick up the check. They never offer to buy anybody.
They really don't.
See?
You're
takers.
The 14-year-old, I just can't even get my brain around this because you as a car guy, you're probably going to lose
it. Oh, no.
14-year-old stole a car. He's a suspected car thief.
Nice.
And he crashed his stolen car into a Lamborghini SUV. Lamborghini makes an SUV?
They do. They made one. It was a limited edition like last year or 2 years ago.
So when I was young, I wanted a Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, from what I know with my limited non-rich knowledge, they're like $250,000-ish, right?
Roughly, yeah.
What would a limited edition SUV cost?
That one I don't know.
But like hundreds,
you would think,
if not.
Although, who would be parking their Lamborghini SUV on a street out there to get smashed in by a car thief?
Well,
they're not worthy of that.
It's an Australian fellow parked his car there. The police were on a lookout for a stolen Subaru. They spotted it. They pulled it over, and then he reversed at speed into the pickup and sped away.
Dude, the Lambo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was charged with 4 counts of stealing, 2 counts of aggravated burglary. No injuries were reported, but like Steve said, somebody who just, I feel like you got a Lambo SUV, you valet that bad boy.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, it's got a parallel parking feature on it. I don't care.
Me too. I'm parking on this.
I want this in a covered garage.
Yes.
With cherubs all around it.
Right, that hurts.
So that is an example of kid damage. My kids have, my kids have broken pretty much everything I've ever... We should do some math here.
You should do a tabulation.
I'd say. Yes. He was little. He was learning to walk. He came over and just kept slamming his hands down on
my
laptop.
Right.
And you remember when laptops were expensive, right?
Yeah,
I mean, they still are.
And your Gorilla Glass on it was super...
It was, that was like a 3,000... You and I went together. It was such a cute little couple's date.
It was. And you walked out like over three grand
worth of computer. My kid just...
Hey, Daddy!
Look at me, I can stand up! Yay!
As you push him down,
yeah, like,
grabbing your computer.
That's a Lenovo! Oh, what were those Dells? It doesn't matter. It was the Lambo SUV of laptops, though. And I let my kids smash it. Let's see. Then, fast forward a bunch of years, I finally built the outdoor oasis of my dreams, put a really nice TV in the back that's like a Sunbrite, so it can be outside.
Nice.
It can be to like minus 40 degrees.
Yeah.
It can be in the sun. It can get rained on. But it can't take a full shot soccer ball to the middle.
And I like, it was to the Mets, right?
Because right in the dead center.
Because you no one said anything. And when you went to use your TV.
Yeah, I go outside and kick my feet up, watch some TV. And it's just like, the screen is fine, except nothing is in the middle in the perfect shape of a ball. And I'm like, hey, Noah. What? Is there anything you want to talk about? No. And so I bring him out, and he's like, hail, probably. Meteor, comet, I don't know.
You already had a cover story.
Oh, yeah.
That I wasn't married, yes.
That's why I sometimes think he's your kid.
I know.
Because he had it all planned. You didn't hear about that meteor shower? I pulled in some molten lava rock, but I don't know what happened to it. Wasn't you and your little buddy?
Heck no!
What? We don't even like soccer! Soccer's dumb!
How dare you accuse us?
Why would you say that? if you have a kid and you've discovered how bad they are at damaging things, we'd love to hear your kid damage stories. Well, kids have damaged stuff at your house, right?
No, I don't allow any children into my... What?
But don't kids screw up your front walk?
Yes,
God, the kids and their stand scooters!
They'll park them, because I'm on a corner lot, they'll park them on my grass, And the sidewalk, the sidewalk for everybody is like right next to my lawn, but they'll all throw them on my lawn.
And what kind of damage is done? See, because I was thinking we were going to get stories of like, you know, broken computers, broken TVs, different things like that. Tell us, Steve, how bad is it when somebody leaves a scooter on your lawn?
Okay, you know how the handle, it'll be like in the ground?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is there a little?
It leaves a hole.
It leaves a divot. Oh, my God. Fill your divots.
Yeah. It's my lawn is perfectly just. There's that outline of the Razor scooter in my lawn now, and it takes.
Oh, because you live out there where like you can't water very much. So it's like.
Whatever.
It just lays there for a second. It's like a chalk outline of a dead scooter right near.
It could be.
Yes. I want to tell all the kids in your neighborhood, even though it's a very dangerous chemical, have your parents do it. Soak your scooters in Roundup.
Drop them on
old man Steve's lawn.
I'll have outlines of perfect little scooters.
He's the one in the perfect little cul-de-sac there.
Nope.
There's another person who said when they were a kid, they took a hammer and tried to break open their television.
Oh, whoa.
Because they wanted to be with Harry Potter.
Oh, that's cute. Mm-hmm. And when they tell you that as a parent, you want to say that's cute, but you're also like, ooh, you little.
Because you. How about this? Somebody said their CD player wasn't working in their minivan. Woo! That's dating yourself a little
bit.
Yeah, they got a minivan and they got a CD player. They couldn't figure out what was going wrong with it. It had one of the face plates that came off or whatever, so they took that off. And after a little investigating, they found 25 pennies.
Oh, because they thought it was...
Yeah.
Dude, didn't one of your kids make a PB&J and shove it in the VCR slot?
I do remember that story. I don't think that happened to be my kids. One of the very few times my kids are not responsible for ruining something.
Ah, it was those other kids.
Yeah, somebody else. They definitely shoved. It was like, he looked hungry.
Right?
Shove something in there. There was somebody else who they... God, who was this? I think it was the people we grew up with, the Stobbs, who we blamed everything on.
Tony Stobb, yeah.
Yep. They decided one day that they were going to cook. The kids wanted to make breakfast in bed for mom and dad.
Oh, here we go.
And you're just, if you've never seen a kid, like, not understanding the physics of a mixer, like, so you're trying to do the pancake batter, they use the mixer, take it out while it's, so you've got like Dexter style blood spray patterns of pancake mix, got the burner on, and then they just burned the hell out of those. Smoke detectors are going off.
waking you up early, yes. They're making the breakfast.
It wasn't me, it was the entire Staub family had to come down, fire extinguishers. Luckily they didn't live, like none of us have like what we have in a business where the sprinklers would automatically come on, but it was bad enough, the fight, and they were making bacon inside the oven, so the grease splattered.
Holy
and they had
a
minor little grease fire
all
inside.
All this is breakfast in bed from a kid.
And I don't know if you know this, but they tried to, before the parents awoke, they tried to put the grease fire out with
water. OMG.
If you've never seen a grease fire, ladies and gentlemen, go to YouTube and put water on grease fire. It turns into it. Don't ever try it.
Right.
But it's a terrible thing. From what I remember, my dad was in construction at the time. It cost like 10 grand or so to do like a remodel on from one. It was like Mother's Day, I believe.
From pancakes.
Pancakes.
Son of.
And now that's my safe word, which is weird. All right. So if you've, whether you were the kid who did the damage or you've got a kid who's damaged some stuff, we want to hear your best kid damage stories. Vicky.
Yay.
Kid damage.
Oh, well, it's not me. My cousin, who's very wealthy. She was an anchor woman in San Diego.
Wow. Okay.
And her son, when he was very little, she was taking a shower and she kept calling to him, Jacob, are you doing okay? Jacob, are you doing okay? He says, I'm fine. I'm fine. Turns out he had gotten the soft scrub with bleach, the cleaner with bleach in there.
What?
And he had spilled it, like he purposefully spilled it all over their $30,000 antique oriental rug.
Oh, here we go.
Painted. They're not wallpaper, hand-painted walls.
Dang.
He smeared it all over. They ended up doing, I would say, probably more than $60,000 of
damage.
Holy
smokes!
Yeah, and she was like, she got out and she just cried.
Because on the rug, I mean, it's bleach. You're done. Scrubbly. Nobody can like
it. Doesn't come out. It was totally
like
ruined.
Hardwood. Oh my God.
Oh
yeah. Now, luckily, he's like in his 20s now. So.
But you don't know where he is because they put him up for adoption, right? Because that would be the end of my...
Well, that's what I would do.
I want to close the adoption.
Yes, man. Don't want him to find us. 23andMe, we want to cut that off. I want to change his DNA.
Dang.
That is awful. Thank you, Vicky.
I mean, didn't know that stuff could, like...
It's happened at my house.
What?
But just on the carpet. I mean, it sucks... Because we literally spilled a little bit of bleach on the carpet. So we like ripped out a section of carpet and replaced it with hardwood because it was right in front of a door.
Oh,
so we made it look like
lucky.
Completely. But like, otherwise you're replacing
everything.
But when it's a $30,000 rug. I'm sorry. If you have kids and you got a $30,000 rug down.
And it's on the floor with the kid. Thank you. That's on you.
That is on you.
Yes.
100%. Tanner?
Yay.
Kid damage.
When me and my brother were kids, we were shooting the BB gun, like the actual little metal BBs,
yep,
at the back fence. And we were like, oh, yeah, that's all fine. And we shot through the fence and shattered a sliding glass door and a window at an old lady's house. And she was scared to death. And the police got called. And, yeah, it was a mess.
And she died from fear.
She died from the fear.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so it was a lot of damage.
Oh, my God.
I did something similar when I was like, because you think it's a wood backstop or whatever, but no fence. Like, the posts are,
right.
Like, there's enough
gaps,
gap.
There's knotholes. Yep.
And eventually, it's all weak, and it's all going through.
To grandma's house.
Yes.
Oh, no.
To the next door neighbor who's, like, underneath the kitchen table, which is turned on its side. It's got a combat helmet on.
There's Tanner and his
bro.
He's
like, pow, pow, pow,
pow, pow. Oh, my God.
Tanner, that is awful. Thank you for the call. Kelly.
Yay.
Kid damage.
Oh, gosh. There's been many, but the one that sticks out the most is my son was chasing my daughter into her bedroom. She slammed the door. He broke the door. So
she broke the door down to get in?
Jeez. Well, broke the outside of the door.
Oof.
And so then she got upset because he broke her door. So she went over and kicked his door and broke his door.
Okay.
And it was like, okay.
Right.
And then, not too long after that, they were fighting in the hallway, pushed each other, and he pushed her into our door and broke our bedroom door.
So, no, only there were some parental units around.
I did hear a common theme there, Steve.
Sounds like these parents are friends
right
with their kids.
Like, we live in a house with no doors at this point. They took them all out, but that's 100% them. It's like, I just keep coming home, finding my kids. It's like, oh, and if you'd been home,
right,
the kids wouldn't have. Candace.
Yay.
Kid damage.
When I was younger, my parents owned a baby grand piano, and I loved playing on it. But one day I thought it was a great idea to rip all the ivory keys off of it.
Kid, I didn't know you could do that. That rocks.
Yeah, I figured out a way to do it with, like, I think like a fork or something. And I just sat there and I plucked all of them off.
All of Slacker, you're a musician. How many of those bad boys are
there? 88.
Okay. 88. Holy smokes.
Yeah, pretty sure there's 88. I've done it to like a keyboard, like a typing keyboard, you know?
Oh, like a Casio keyboard.
Like,
okay.
But yeah, no, but to imagine doing it, I mean, they came home to their priceless, and it's...
And the keys are stacked up in piles.
Were the black ones on top, or... Good luck getting them back in there. It took me a while to get them out.
Yep, I had all of them just across the floor, and basically now... They still have it, but it's priceless now. Like,
Candace.
That is...
That hurts.
Awful. Thank you for the call. Danielle.
Yes.
What's your kid damage?
Yay. When my daughter was 4, she knocked out my front tooth with a mini golf club.
Wow.
She knocked out your front tooth?
The little plastic one?
My front tooth. I have a fake tooth now.
Oh, no.
Did she throw it? Was she trying to swing and let it go?
Yeah, I was reaching down to grab the ball, my ball, and she swung back and knocked out my front tooth.
Oh, so the adult put her head down near where the head of the club. Okay.
Out of most of these stories, Steve. Thank you for the call, Daniel. There is a common theme of a little bit of neglect on the parents' part. Donna?
Yep.
Yes.
Kid damage.
Yay. My daughter, we were potty training her, and she got up in the morning before we woke up.
and she flushed her training pants because she wet them, and they clogged the toilet, and we had to change the wax ring. First thing when we got up, we couldn't even use the bathroom.
Oh, so she got confused. She thought she's supposed to flush her training pants as opposed to what's in the
Well, she's destroying the evidence, Steve.
This is true.
I had an accident, so I'm going to cover my tracks by shoving all of my bedding down. That is thought out like a kid.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.